No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union Representative Justine Sachs.
Kia ora, Justine. How are you?
Kia ora, Rachel. I'm good. How are you?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. Hoping your bubble's going well out there. Are you keeping cozy, watching some good TV?
Yeah, absolutely. Rewatching The Sopranos, I think.
Oh, nice.
Strong call. Very strong call.
Yeah, we're going to go with it.
We've got some unsurprisingly level 4 related questions that have been sent in by the texters over the last week. So let's get stuck into the first one. What have we got there, Zoe?
What's the deal with taking sick days while working at home?
Well, I mean, you should... I'm a big believer in maintaining your boundaries between work and home while working from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really like that that saying that's going around Twitter, where it's like you're not working from home, you're at home during a crisis trying to work.
Yeah. big difference
and,
there.
Yeah, very, very big difference. And so it can seem tempting because you're at home to sort of, those boundaries can blur, and even if you're feeling a bit ill, maybe you'll still try to do a little bit of work here and there. I think it's really important to use your entitlements to have those boundaries. If you're sick, you are entitled to take sick leave, even if you're at home.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just my advice. I mean, I know, I definitely know those boundaries are blurred, and I just think it can be really difficult to then relax as well in your own home. So take the sick days. You're entitled to take them, even though you're at home.
Somebody has said, my boss says I need to apply for the wage subsidy. I thought that he was supposed to do that.
This question made me really, really angry because this boss is just talking complete shit. I think, you know, they should be well aware that they need to apply for the wage subsidy. So I have no idea why that would be the information related. It's completely incorrect. Your boss needs to apply for the wage subsidy. The fact that they haven't yet is really, really, really gross.
Mm.
And if you are a member of a union, please contact your union. I would go back quite strong with this. The advice is really clear that your boss needs to apply for the wage subsidy. It comes through your employer. I'm surprised that they wouldn't know that. I think that they do. I just got to be honest, because we've not this is not our first rodeo.
No.
And then if you have any other issues, I would contact either Community Law Centre or the Young Workers Resource Centre, which is an organisation which has actually a phone line you can call to get more advice. You
cool.
can probably give some more specific details, yeah.
Excellent. So. We'll link these resources for anybody wondering. We'll link them in the podcast afterwards so you can get that more easily for you. As you say, not our first rodeo, so people should know what's up. Bosses should know what's up with
Absolutely.
The wage subsidy by now.
What's they have the responsibility, right?
Yeah, exactly. What's the next thing we've got, Zoe?
All right. I've been asked to Zoom into a bunch of work meetings and team chats that fall outside of my usual hours. I think because we're at home, they just assume we will all be available. I tried to just passively not go to one and got caught up about it. When I said it was outside my hours, my boss said it was unfortunate, but I needed to be there because it was the time the majority could make.
So what's the deal with this one?
So, I mean, I reckon this goes back to the first question, right? Like, boundaries, even though you're working from home. And you're fully entitled to put up those boundaries because your usual hours remain, right? And you're basically being asked to work extra. If you wanted to sort of be flexible, and I'm not saying you have to be, because you totally can, I would say, be firmer and just say, actually, it's outside of my hours. So if I'm going to attend and still do my usual hours, I should be being paid, right? But the other thing you could do is say, okay, I'll attend, but then I'm going to not do, you know, I'll take that time off in my usual hours. So I think that's one way you can manage that.
Mm.
But I mean, if your contracted hours or your pattern of work is a certain, you know, pattern, you can't be asked to do extra on top of that. You should be being paid. You can feel confident in putting up that boundary. But if you do want to attend, just take those hours off somewhere else.
Yep, I think that sounds like fair enough. As you say, boundaries are important, especially when you're working from home. We've had a couple of texts in about the question around applying for the wage subsidy from people who are saying that if you are a contractor, then you have to apply for the subsidy yourself.
Yeah.
Now, do you know any more information about that one off the top of your head there, Justine?
Yep. No, so contractors do need to apply because technically they're their own business.
Right.
But it should be as simple as, because you do have to, essentially you have to be a business to apply for the wage subsidy. If this person is a contractor, I mean, it's weird to have a boss if you're a contractor. Just the way the question was phrased made me think that person wasn't a contractor. But if you are a contractor, just call MBIE. It's really, really easy. And it comes through really, really fast. So if you are a contractor and you're not sure, MBIE.
Fantastic. Our last question we got from someone is quite a big one. They say, I'm an essential worker and I'm having to go into the factory. There's supposed to be rigorous processes in place to keep us in limited bubbles and safe, but there's a couple of dudes on my team who just ignore all of it, never wear masks when the manager isn't around, and do a super lax job of the sanitization process. I've told them to take it seriously, but they just laugh me down and I am stressed out about narking to my boss. What do I do?
So, I think you've done the right thing, firstly, because you've actually talked to them and you've asked them to take it seriously. So I don't think this person should feel at all guilty for knocking. Now, if you have a health and safety rep, I would talk to your health and safety rep because this is a health and safety issue. They are putting your health and safety at risk and everybody else's. I mean, that's just the truth, right?
Mm.
If you have a union rep, I talk to them as well. There has been spread of COVID among essential workers. So it's like not, you know, it's not a joke, right?
No.
It's pretty serious. I think you, I totally, you know, understand this person stressed out about knocking, but I feel like COVID-19 is like the one time where it's kind of justifiable to knock.
Yeah.
A little bit. So, you know, don't actually, like, if you need to do it, you need to do it to keep yourself safe.
Yeah, and your colleagues as well. You might be
absolutely.
It sounds like maybe you are not alone in being concerned about it. You might just be the one who's been vocal so far.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the other thing, you know, talk to your colleagues, and maybe if you're feeling stressed about going alone, you know, go together or go with someone else
mm-hmm.
to have that conversation or, you know, to call, I would assume. But your health and safety, you should have a health and safety rep. Your health and safety rep is a good person to talk to this about, and your health and safety rep should be on it, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't just be left to you. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And sorry to that person. That sounds like a very stressful situation to be in while you're also doing the essential mahi. So thanks for all that as well. And cheers for answering all of our questions this morning, Justine. We always appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I hope that's helped a few people out there. We will put links to useful information in the podcast, as we mentioned before. And we'll talk to you again in a fortnight. So if people have more questions, they can send them through and we'll put them to you. Take care until then, Justine, and we'll see you soon.
You too. Cheers. Thanks,
Rose. Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Thank you.